If you please turn to the first page in the white prayer book, the first base sheet. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, then the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan. Tayata omune mune mahamunaye soha. Tayata omune mune mahamunaye soha. Tayata omune mune mahamunaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam che deva dam te we gyu dam dem par ju chi du. Couple of mantras on the bottom of the first base sheet. Green Tower's mantra 7 times. Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Very, very happy to see all of you again. Very happy to see you. Maybe we'll start with some meditations. Okay, some meditation. We'll begin with nine round breathing meditations. So, So probably most of probably you know this meditation, so I hope that while I was gone, so I hope that you are doing it at home. The purpose of this meditation is called 9-round breathing meditation. The purpose of this meditation is to get rid of what's called lung roll, that the wasted energy. Okay. In Tibetan, probably you may say like subtle wind, you know, like not the wind that kind of blows the cloth, you know, the leaves. They are like subtle winds, very subtle wind that that every thought you cannot separate this subtle energy and thought. Every thought that comes with that subtle energy. So Tibetan word you call lung, literally means no wind. Then you know, like probably daily basis, you know, so not doing as a not the daily basis, even not doing any meditations. So my point is here, so, you know, meditation is, you know, very important to have when you talk about body, spirit, and mind. It's body, spirit, and mind, and body, spirit, and mind. So then, you know, I think the spirit and the mind's well-being of that is very much dependent on meditations, particularly meditations that helps us to concentrate. So not, you know, like pulling all our mental energy together, you know, does cause or maybe waste this energy that comes with every thought that comes with energy. So then every thought, you know, so not able to put the energy of the thought together means concentrate. When you concentrate, whether it's like object could be book, anything, when you concentrate, then you're pulling all that, like spirit. So I'm not sure what is spirit? What is spirit? When people say body, spirit and mind, so there's a lot of workshops, even in the flea market. Sometimes they, you know, small booths, they also, I think sell some books, they also talk about workshop of the body, spirit, mind. So body, you know, clearly is obvious, mind is. So now, what is that spirit? So anyway, I also don't know, so I'm not going to blame. If you don't know, so if you don't have answer, I don't have answer. So I asked you before you asked me. when we concentrate, you know, so I think my hair here, I'm trying to, I would say, the importance of, you know, like some sort of daily meditation is not just important, it's very necessary to, you know, like, to necessary to have well-being of, you know, body, spirit, mind. So it's very, very critical. So anyway, so that's how this, you know, subtle energy, every thought that we cannot separate, every thought that comes with the energy, so that energy, unfortunately, will get wasted, you know. So then called lung roll, that's like wasted energy. So whether it's like wasted or it's like useful, it goes to, you know, chakras and channels. You talk about like there's like 72,000 channels, believe it or not, 72,000 channels, this, which is, you know, That's how we, according to Vajrayana teaching, that's how we function, movement, everything done by this energy and chakras and channels. So anyway, so that whether it is useful or like not useful, wasted. How we waste it because not able to pull all the mental energy together. So that's how been like this energy been wasted, you know, thinking probably like 100 different things, you know, in a bit like 1 minute, something like that. So you may call it very smart, but from the meditation point of view, it's not a good thing to do. Yeah, so then, you know, that wasted energy been get stuck into our channels, and this contribute to the physical, like, discomfort, then that contributes to the mental discomfort. So then that's not good. So now point is, having said many things, but the point is, this 9-round breathing meditations, also, you know, sake of knowledge. Because it's already been said, I just, you know, here repeat. It's been said like 1,000 years ago, I just repeat. So make sure that I repeat exactly the way it's been written in the book. So then at least, you know, you are passing down, like I say, something that has root rather than, you know, that somebody just made it up, you know. So then if that person tries that method, and that person will get benefit because it's been already been taught and been tested by great meditators, you know, then produce good results. So there's, you know, so at least something to feel good about, that you taught something, it's been already taught, you know. So then if that person has if that person is very determined to do some meditations, at least that you are giving that person the proper instructions, you know. So then that's how, then that at least there's something to feel good about, you know, what you tell other people, okay? Even though you are not doing that meditation by yourself every day, like me. So there's nothing to feel good about that doing these meditations. But at least, you know, something to feel good about that which has been taught, you know, the pure instructions, okay? So also sake of knowledge, I think this is also important, you know? So this is called lung roll. Lung, the wasted energy. Lung is energy or wind elements. So in this case, you know, it's like more like energy. Roll means waste. Lung roll. Gu is 9. Tu, the set. There's 3 sets. First set, 3 breathing. Second set, 3 breathing. Third set, 3 breathing. So set. Lung roll, gu, tu. Cell means eliminated. What we are trying to eliminate is like there's wasted energy, you know, it's inside the channels to get rid of. So maybe, I'm not saying with 100% confidence, but maybe it will help you to get rid of stress, to see, you know, maybe difference between wasted energy and stress. So if they are same or maybe close, then this meditation will help. Okay, but that is, I just said that, but that's not been said in the text. In the text, they don't talk about stress. And then a long time ago, there's no lot of stress because there's no bills to pay. less cause for stress, you know. So in the modern world, there's a lot of cause for stress. If they are close, I think this 9-round breathing meditation will help. Okay, so I'm just, you know, reminding you. Probably you already heard this many times. You know, it's to remind, you know, that will kind of like clicking the refresh button on the computers. You know, just refresh. You know, there's nothing new. It's already been said, you know, just to remind. So please use your left hand first. That's how this 9-round breathing meditation has been done. It's important. So every breathing meditation is very, very important to make sure that you sit straight, okay? If the body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. We're not talking about like all the 72,000 channels, but out of that, there are 3 main channels, which is located close to the back, close to the back, not to the belly, close to the back. So that's the reason. So make sure that the body is straight. Little, not satsang. If the body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy will run through smoothly. So then left hand, first block the left nostril. Inhale. Long, slow from here. Then that's one. Each time when you inhale, you count, okay? That's true. Then again. So begin with the inhale, then end with the exhale. In inhale, the first, there's three, each set has three breathing. Each time when you inhale, just count one, okay? Then maybe do it again, please. Like this. Long, slow. So this is the first round. Then the second round, same finger, right hand, and block the right nostril, inhale. This second round. So now from the both nostrils, okay, both nostrils, begin with inhale, then end with exhale. Yeah, so that's called nine round breathing meditations. So I can do, you can do, it's not that difficult to learn. So whenever we meditate, we have to have something to meditate on, Why? Because definition of meditation is to making familiar with something that we have not been familiar. That's now gom, means gom. So some people may think, meditation means, you just sit down, then probably do nothing. So that's probably, I think, sorry to say, but that's like misunderstanding of meditations. It'll be good if you can just sit, think nothing. That will be fantastic, isn't it? But that's not going to happen. So that is not definition of meditation. So definition of meditation, we have to think something. We have to have something to think on. Otherwise, going blank. So you have to think something. Not just think. You have to think very precisely. That's one way to probably cease other thoughts. That's the only way, I think, to cease thought. That you think something with full energy. You think about something with full energy. So then all the energy, then slowly, you are able to pull into one object. So then that's the only thing you are thinking about, this object. Could be flower, could be a Buddha's image. That's all you are thinking about. No, so there's nothing else. It can be done. But you have to think something, something very, like has a, you have to penetrate. You have to think something, not just think quite deep. So anyway, why? Someday, jishis, or if you are looking for some kind of peace of mind, calm mind, only way it can be done, not just somebody say that you get peace of mind. Only if you concentrate. When you look at the teaching of six professions, number five, there's concentrations. Number six, there's wisdom. Wisdom. Number five. So, dharma or teaching do exist. Do people get enlightened? According to teaching, yeah, people do get enlightened. But it's hard to imagine somebody become free of negative thought. When you look at your own life, experience of your life, day-to-day life, it's hard to believe how somebody will be 100% free from their negative thought. It's hard to believe. It's not, but you don't blame them because it's not easy to believe that, somebody can become like that. Teaching, dharma exists. That I didn't know. It's not that hard to believe. The teaching do exist. They do have potentials to to transform. I heard that teaching is not available. That's okay, don't be sorry. So then when you look at, like six professions, so then the number five is concentrations. Why you concentrate? Simple answer. It produces peace mind. It makes your mind calm, peaceful. Someday, jishis. Why wisdoms? Wisdom liberates. Not just simple faith. Wisdom liberates, from a misunderstanding. So this is very important. This is just how you summarize, the six professions. Why wisdom? Why is it important to have wisdom more than just faith? So wisdom liberates, wisdom liberates. The wisdom of, knowing, these things keep, like tea very hot. It's called thermos. If you have no idea, so that when you open this, you shouldn't drink right away because you have to be aware, because you can't drink like that, like water. It will burn. So that's called wisdom. It liberates, So there's everything, the wisdom, because there's, unfortunately, whether we like or not, people, sometimes we don't like to hear, ignorance. But, there are ignorance. So it means simply means, not means, that you are not smart. Simply means not knowing something. So there's nothing wrong to, that not knowing, not knowing, how to open the book, not knowing, Yeah, if you don't read Tibetans, you can tell. You cannot tell. This way is up or this way is down. So that's there's nothing that you are not being smart on. There needs to be, there's certain things that we need to educate. So wisdom, anyway, so back to, because this is all, first of, that in the initial stage, this is all sake of knowledge. Okay, so everybody comes here to get under this roof, hoping to learn something. So sometimes there's only reason why you concentrate or why you watch your breath. Yeah, I've been thinking of a long time, been thinking about how to make myself calm and peaceful. So I thought maybe chocolate would make me calm. So I had a lot of chocolate. I went to shopping, you know, all kinds of chocolate, you know, in the, so it turns out that's not the real answer. So then, you know, yeah, so we do all kinds of things. That's okay, you know, so because you are very fortunate to be in these countries. You have all resource, so much resource. You can just go, you know. You can just go there, you know. You can't just go, you know. So first of all, there's nothing. So anyway, so there's in so many ways that you are so fortunate, you know. So you may not, you know, think that you are fortunate, but you are so fortunate from so many different ways, you know. So now, like, now then you learn, so, okay, maybe, you know, like, I never, you know, tried this. Maybe, you know, concentrations. That's the first time I'm hearing, you know, concentration produce karma. That's all. That's why you concentrate. That's why exactly what you tell someone who's showing interest into meditations. That's exactly what you tell them. Concentrate. Why? It makes you calm, peaceful. So that's why, you know, nine round breathing meditation is good to begin with. You know, that's good to begin with. Then maybe any form of concentration meditation, you know, you can watch your breath. excuse me. In, on this case, 20 breathing meditation, you can just exhale from the mouth and inhale from nose. One. Okay? Exhale. Inhale. That's two. So that will help you to, you know, to build concentrations. So you don't count in your hand, you just count here in your mind. Exhale. Inhale. Of course, you know, sitting position is critical. Make sure they sit properly. So then, exhale, inhale. Typically, that you count 21, you can count probably 30, 40, 50, you can count. Okay. One way to any form of concentrations that will cease at the thought, what we call in Tibetan word, nam tok, means self-made stories. This is not the probably best translation. Namto is much bigger than that. But that includes self-made stories that also include there. You know. So like, you know, like ongoing thought. You know, there's so many thought, you know, so we don't analyze them, but you know, many of them is not necessary. It's not useful. But it's become like habit, you know, just think. It's like chatter. So like this whole, how is it, bureaucracy, whole well-organized bureaucracy is set up here. That's with the interpretations, you know, all kind of things. All the things that you interpret certain things, you know, then, yeah, so this like this well-organized whole parliament is here, whole parliament. Senate and Congress, everything is here. no recess. Recess? Not going away. Senator, they don't go away 1 week, 2 weeks. They go away in their home, holiday, take breaks. But here, this is why this, like, capital has no break. Oh, yeah. So then watching your breath, okay, watching your breath in and out, I think that's also one way to... You can do walking meditations, aware of your physical movements, aware of, you know, your feeling, your breath, you know. Then slowly, it has to begin from somewhere. So better to begin with, you know, breathing, you know, like physical movement, watching your emotions, slowly, you know. Then, like, yeah, so... So... That's all I'm going to say about meditations. Okay. So then, maybe a little bit about like now has the first perfections. First perfections, generosity. When you think of, I'm not sure in the in English language, actually it's like giving. Giving, you know, like lüdang longzhi, tüsüm gezu jesu. So in Tibetan Buddhism, you know, giving does not only means giving material things. So that is also good to know. So also, you know, this month, you know, probably is big month to, you know, give, you know, so people are receiving, giving, you know, so that's part of your cultures, you know. So it's like, it like seems like big part of your culture, like, you know, Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas, or not New Year, like New Year. So Tibetan, for Tibetan, New Year is the biggest, you know, event, you know. So we don't have Thanksgiving, we don't have Christmas, but New Year is very, very important. Anyway, so just want to, you know, probably say a few words about, you know, first perfections called generosity or giving. First of all, I want all of you to know, you know, so I came here like 1997, I think, I believe, 1997, it's been now 15 years, almost 15 years. So when I first came, we are not here, but, you know, not very far from here, in the basement. There is a more tiny place. So I think before 1992, Kadampa Center does not exist. This may be someone's ideas. A few, like two doctors, then a couple of, you know, people, then, you know, some of them here, you know, people, their idea, you know, so maybe, you know, it would be nice to have, you know, center somewhere here in North Carolina, this idea. So then those few people, they pull together all their energies. So then they started that, you know, center. Small, like, the space-wise is very small, a lot of challenge, you know, so when I first came, I think there's like 15 people. Yeah, 15, I think 15, something like that, there. So we meet that like for many years. When it's rain, you know, everything in the office, all the carpet get wet, kind of smile and smell same time. People smile, but carpet smells, so carpet smells. So. So this all happens. I think I want just to, you know, remind you, because, you know, everybody, you know, like, how you say, it's not just one person. It's not just one person. It's not just money. You could have money, but, you know, it's not just only money. You know, it is required much more than money. You know, it's required, from Buddhist point of view, what we call karma. If there's no karma, you can be, you know, you can have a lot of money, but there's not any project is just money, you know. So it's much more than that. It's much, much more complicated than that. So anyway, so my point is, I just want to know and rejoice. So that's where we're meeting, the small place, 15 people. So you remember very clearly being there for many times. It doesn't look like center, it's like, you know, so it's not easy to find. Even like Jim and we are talking about driving down here. So now, unfortunately, this road is a little bit complicated to get here. But we hope for the best. We hope for the best. But turned out something else. Anyway, in that old center, even the Jim seeing parking lot, you can't tell where the center is. You are all in the parking lot, you cannot tell. Because it's so hidden. Hidden treasures. Beneath the basement. So, you know, there, then slowly, you know, people come together. So then, you know, now here. So this all happens, you know. I think, don't you think this all happened because of the practice of generosity? Not talking about, as I mentioned, it's not just money. It's not just generosity. is not just about money. You can have money, but you can have very unsuccessful, how you say, group. Unhappy, unpleasant, unsuccessful. You know, when you look at some business, they do have money, but the people who are there, they're not happy. You know, they're like, it's not just money. So it requires more than that, you know. So anyway, so every one of you, so there's something to, I say, rejoice, you know. Everybody can be look around, please, inside the building, everything here. I didn't bought all of them, you know, so this all happened. Every little thing in this Gompa happened because of you. And also, honestly, sincerely, I don't have motivations to ask you to give more. That's not my intentions. I just want you to know, you know. So, and as I mentioned before, all these finance things in the center, I'm not involved. I don't know nothing. No, so they've been taken care of, but no, the group, the board, since from the beginning, like 1997 to till now, I never got involved in these finance things. They've been totally, entirely running by the group here at the center, you know. My job is I just come here, mumble, you know. So that's my job. So sometimes I take this seriously, sometimes I don't take this seriously. So then I stay with that box, you know. That's my, so I don't get, if they ask me advice, I give them some advice, you know. Otherwise, you know, it's run by entirely, totally. No, it's not under my control. No, it's run by independent group here. So that's good. That's good news. So anyway, that's why I'm saying there are so many people to be thanked. No, so this is very successful because of, you know, one person. That's misunderstanding. It's not true. It's required so much energy. You know, so like it has. There has to have conditions. It's not just money. You know, so so anyway, so when you look inside, everything here that's been developed, all the program has been run through this, you know, learning institutions, Kolkata Math Center. Oh, somebody asking us to stop? It's not 10:05. Anyway, so then look from outside, stupa, everything. Who did this? Us. We did this together. You know, as a friend, you know, good friend, you know. Overall, from the broader pictures, you could call happy, you know, harmonious communities. Yeah, so, and of course, you know, there's, you know, some problem here, there, that's part of human life. So that's why we need Dharma. So we have to forgive them. We have to understand their difficulties, you know. Small things happen, but, you know, that's a part of life, you know. So, you could only complain if everybody inside Kadamba is enlightened. So now you can say, oh, how come they're arguing each other? No. Because they are enlightened, but they don't think, you know, that we are all enlightened, don't think like that. But, you know, we are trying very hard to be, you know, to create this. So anyway, I just want you to, you know, see that. And I see that. That I just want you to know, just to remind you. So everything that's been run, all the programs here, okay? So that's because of us. Because of us, not because of us, no. That's all of us are part of this. So then from there, you know, so I say, your own body, longje, possessions, to sum three times virtues. That's what we call in textbook, three times virtues. So what it means? That means when you really think about the definition of virtues, the true virtues comes from our thought. It's not comes from our mala, not from the books, but true virtues, you know, this comes from our thought. Then like that, when you dig deeper, what it means, that means positive thinking. That's called virtuous positive thinking. Whether it's coming from reading a prayer books or through meditations, or maybe thinking about somebody, could be my teacher, your teacher, or some kind of, you know, that this, maybe looking at the holy image helps you to generate some kind of positive thought. That's the true virtues, you know. So, your body, possessions, live along to some three times virtues, that means positive thought from yesterday. Positive thought now, positive thought about futures, you know. This is called three times virtue. Simji rana devi nguju des. You mentally you transform that. Your body, your possessions, your, you know, positive thought. How you say, three times positive thought? How you say, three times positive thought, does it make sense? Positive thought of past, positive thought of present, positive thought of future, thinking something positive, maybe tomorrow, or thinking something good now, or even thought something positive yesterday. You know, this is just an example that's been like, in my case, more than 40 years. But thinking something, you know, so that all this entire time, not just thinking negative, otherwise I won't be here, but I don't think so. It just, every thought has been negative last 40 years, I think you cannot survive. I think life will be finished. You know, if just, you can, you know, like human nature, you can do that. You can just, you know, so out of this last 40 years, there's a lot of them neutral, a lot of them positive, a lot of them unfortunately negative. You know, so then you purify them anyway. So, my body, mentally, you are mentally transforming your body, possessions, three times virtues. No, generosity, there's something needs to be done within your mind, then more than external things, you know. There's a lot of Buddhist sadhavas, you know, it's called six perfections. How you can become perfect into generosity. It's not like that, oh, now there's no more people need help. Even though you perfect yourself in generosity, there will be people who are begging. It's complicated. You know, it's not just your wish. It's more than that. It's complicated because there's, you know, so much involved, so much unknown, you know. So people, that's not going to finish. That's not going to end till human. Long as human remains, there are certain things that will remain there. It's not going to end. So evaluation. Anyway, Lüdan Longje, this how it's been trained in Buddhist teachings. Lüdan, you are mentally thinking, my body, my possessions, three times versus thought, you transform that into something. Or somebody like ice cream, you just that transform into ice cream. So that's not silly. This how it's been done. It could be ice cream. It could be, you know, cheesecake. It could be, you know, like water. It could be clothes. It could be, you know, shelter. We just mentally, you know, Lüdan Longje Tsun Gyado Je Simje Raran Deve Nguyo De Chakme, without thinking. You're just giving, but you are not thinking. No. You are not attached to that. You yourself is fully aware that you are giving without attachment. Simje Raran Deve Nguyo De Chakme, that's called detachment. Dongsem, that's like the mind that is willing to give. The thought that is willing to give. That's how you become perfect in generosity. So you are saying, please bless me to be able to do this. So now here, when you look at that, it clearly shows it's not just about possessions. Generosity is not just about possessions or the wealth. It's much more. It's much more beyond than that. You know. So then here, you know, like giving your time, giving your thought, you know. Even just people who come in, just even they're showing that some kind of, you know, positive attitude. This all generosity. You know. And you are thinking in home, you are thinking, you are sitting there, and you are thinking deliberately, voluntarily, you are thinking, my body, my possessions, my three times positive thoughts, I'm going to transform that into food. And just imagining that feeding all these people who are hungry throughout the world. Tong sem, you know, tong sem, tong means give. Sem, mind. Mind that gives. That needs to be developed. More than just handing out something. So that's how you as a practice professions. You know, that's how you tong sem pel, you know, tong sem pel. So that the mind is willing to, you know, so give. So then eventually they will say, okay, it's difficult not to give. It's difficult not to give. So it's difficult not to love. It's difficult not to serve. So when you think about bodhicitta, it's very hard not to love. It's very hard not to care somebody. It's very hard to distinguish between beings. Once you think about bodhicitta, regardless, you know, of beings, all beings, it's like you come to the conclusions. It's hard not to love, it's hard not to keep, it's hard, very hard not to serve. That's bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. So then, you know, first you train mentally. So then eventually they say, no, it's hard. So there's one quote, I think, the Shakyamuni Buddha said, you know, if you know what I know, the power of giving, then say something. I don't remember. If you know what I know about power of giving, then you know something. So they said, usually the quote is directly related to the food. Something, but that, you know, just food is example. You can replace that word with something else. You know? So anyway, overall, you know, so that standard, this learning institution, Kadamba says, run very smoothly. Everything that happens here, not because of some people, because of us. So that's not saying this just to make you happy. That's the truth. That's the truth. You know? So without you, there will be no center. There will be no Kadamba center. So anything that, you know, we do here, so we do, this is the result of our, dedications, our dedications. Then, you know, whenever we, work as a group, you know, there are certain things happen, you know, so then, because of Dharma really exists. If you think about Dharma, it changes your mind. That's true. It does exist, no? So then, you know, walking, you know, even within the family, you know, there's disagreement, you know, doing things, you know, so, and you know, it's like, you know, like we are not enlightened, we are not bodhisattva, our feeling gets hurt, you know, so because certain things that, you know, doesn't happen the way that you want. But it's very important to happen at that spot than just to let go, just forget, you know. So think bigger. Oh. So I'm not saying that we have problem here. I'm not saying that we have problem in the Kadamba Center. What I'm trying to say is, you know, whenever you walk as a group, there will be always, you know, some kind of... Anyway, overall, you rejoice, I rejoice, Rinpoche rejoice, everybody rejoice who come to Kadamba Center. They always say, oh, you are wonderful people. They feel that. Because we are so used to here, we may not feel that. When the people from the outside state, when they come here, they say, oh, Geshe-la, I really like your center. Actually, it's not my center. As I said many times, that's true. That's also true. It's not my center. You know? So, This is my center here. Just. Oh, yes. So anyway, just want to know you to rejoice, know that like you are giving your time, your thought, everything. That's no part of practice of generosity. So now, then also please read what Mother Teresa said about giving. That's also, you know, I don't remember, but you know, very beautifully Mother said, because she qualifies to say something about giving, because she's given, she's been given whole her entire life, not just something, you know, giving her life, dedicated to. So probably also read that, you know. So then this month, so maybe we'll try to practice generosity according to Mother, and you know, according, you know. So even though you have nothing to give about material possessions, does not mean you cannot practice generosity. You can still practice the material possessions, part of that. Generosity is much more bigger than that, you know. Okay, so, and with that, probably time is running out. So I'll stop. So, and yeah, please, whenever you come here, see things, rejoice. It happened because of us. You know, so when you look inside, not here, outside, look outside, from outside, this all drew, this is a result of our effort, you know, our effort. So then, you know, particularly this group of people, they really dedicated a lot of their time, you know, like, so there's a number of people, so some of you may already know, you know, so when you come to the center, you see them, you know, walking here very hard. So all of that, you know, so this called good cause, you know, so that because of that, you know, because of that, now you see this, you know, nice place where we can get together. Okay, so I think time to time it's good to remind yourself something to think good about. Okay, something good, you are part of that. Okay, yeah. And with that, I'll stop. maybe Saint is already here, probably indicating to stop. yeah.
The dedications, but before we do, I'd like to read the prayer list. And while I'm reading the prayer list and we're saying the dedications, you're welcome to come up and bring a kata, to offer kata to Geshe-la if you like. Prayers for happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Venerable Losang Chodron, Fei Egi Havel, Dina Epstein, Perry Hunter, Jamie, Jesse German, Dwight McKinney, Charlie McClam, Judith Wormser, Buddy the Cat, Pixel the Dog, Teddy the Dog. Job Search, John Powell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona, James Willick, Sarai, Timothy Powell. Prayers for health and well-being, Kavja Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirki Lamo. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially for courage and refuge for all the people, animals, and other sentient beings of the Philippines and all places affected by Typhoon Haiyan. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Abdrahman, Jim Barnes, Lilo Cardarelli, Beth Cruz, Herb Cunningham, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Epstein and Bill Epstein, Estelle Richard First, Diane Buzz Fleming, Gazala Gazalan, Mildred Gooch, Nikki and Family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kalinka Petkova Ivanova, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Nelson Mandela, Tom McGinnity, Gul Mustafa, Nancy, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parento, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Liz Rotzell and family, Robert, Eileen Rubin and family, Albert Sons, Rosemary Cease, Andre Smith, Lotsang Tobten, Aunt Barbara Tai, Steve Wakefield, Dion Washington, Carolyn Watts, Dorothy Wertes, family of Jesus Harmser, Wynetta and family, Dorje and Kajo the pigs, Mariposa the cat. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then say, let's say seven green Tara's mantras for Geshe-la's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.